To share with you what I believe that the Lord has been showing me over the last 12 months, and it's really interesting because it all lines up with what Anne brought the other Sunday about the kingdom of God. First of all, I'd like to just say how impressed I was and moved by the way that Maureen and Arthur always glorified and prayed to the Lord about before they did anything, before they brought anything, and after they did it. And that's something that I really, you know, took on, you know, on board. And I believe for me, it's something that I've got to recognize. To recognize that it's God at work in our lives and it's nothing that we can do. So I'd just like to pray a prayer, just, you know, starting on that theme of, you know, just thanking the Lord for what he's done and who he is before, you know, I bring this and share it with you. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight to have fellowship with you, Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word, which gives us life and it brings new life. We praise you, Jesus. We thank you for your Son who was made flesh for our redemption, and we love you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. We ask that you'll open our hearts to receive whatever it is that you have for us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, for 2 years, the Lord was showing me about being obedient to his word, and how through being obedient and walking in his word, we can receive everything that Jesus did for us on the cross. And it is actually seeking his kingdom. And Ken brought this on Sunday. So I know this is of the Lord, what the Lord's been showing me. It's not something that, you know, just come to me. It's come to me through the Holy Spirit. And I know that the Lord is, you know, showing me this because I know that only through walking this walk will I come to a place where I'll receive everything that Jesus did on the cross. So I'd like to just read Isaiah 61, and it's where Isaiah is prophesying about Jesus, the coming of Jesus. And I'm going to read it from the Amplified. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed and qualified me to preach the gospel of good tidings to the meek and to the poor and to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the heart, the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the physical and spiritual captives, and the opening of the prison, and of the eyes to those who were bound." So what he's saying here is, you know, there is a way through all, you know, all the things that we're held in captivity through the Adamic fall. And we praise you and thank you for that, Father, because we're seeing that, the coming of Jesus. Now, you'll have to bear with me because I'll have to go through my notes, but just be patient with me and I'll try and establish what this, you know, what this is about, what, you know, the Lord has said to me through this. Jesus came and established the kingdom on earth, the kingdom of heaven, as Anne taught on Sunday, that the kingdom of heaven is at hand and it's within us because we're born again, filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's the fulfillment of Isaiah 9, and it says, "Unto us a child is given," and that's Jesus. So we thank you for that, Lord. Now, the statement in Christ's prayer, if we can just turn to Romans 10:15. I feel as though I'm on an iceberg. Right, it says, thank you, Lord. Romans 10:15. It says, "And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." Now that's the gospel. The gospel is full of glad tidings and good things. And in that prayer, Jesus is saying, it says, in Christ's prayer, that we are sent into the world by him in the same way as he was sent into the world by the Father. This lays a responsibility on all Christians. That's you and me and everybody that's in the body of Christ. It is our responsibility both to do what Christ has said and to do it in such a way that will enable God's kingdom to be extended in the lives of those to whom we are sent. If we are to be effective, we must act in a way that in itself is grounded in the scriptures. It's clearly set out, you know, what we're called to do, and it's up to each and every one of us to, it lays a responsibility, as I've said, in our lives to see that we fulfill this calling. The scripture makes it clear that there is to be a balance between discharging our individual responsibilities and working as a team. Both are needful. We know the church is nothing more or less than the people, that's us, who believe in Christ for their salvation and who seek to live this out in their lives. It is the fellowship of all believers, irrespectively of denominations, to be a vessel for Christ. So if we read Matthew 6:33. Jesus is saying here that we have to seek the kingdom, his kingdom. It says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." This is a promise from God that if we seek his kingdom to be established in our lives, then we can see that it's established, we can see that it can be established in other people's lives. God's kingdom has first to be established in us. We know in God's kingdom there is love, joy and peace. But going back to this about the kingdom, we know the kingdom is within us and everything is within the Holy Spirit that is within us. But if we haven't received, we cannot give it away. You can't give something away that you haven't received. So I believe as we get closer to God, more of his kingdom will be able to be established in us. We know in God's kingdom there is love, joy and peace, as I've just said. So when we see love being ministered into people's lives, God is being established and glorified. He is right in the center of it because he is love. God is love. So it's not hard to recognize when God is present, when you can see love being ministered. And we know that love changes everything. We know it because God is right in the middle of that. I mean, I saw that at a Andrew Womack meeting, where I saw Andrew Womack change this whole situation, and he was only ministering the love of God into this lady's life. And it was a real revelation for me that. I really took that on board. I could see that scripture being fulfilled where it said, love changes everything. And we see in his kingdom, we see that there is joy. Now, the joy of the Lord is our strength, because it says in Numbers 8, verse 10, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Now, again, this was a revelation when I received this, that the enemy is not after our money or anything like that. That can be an hindrance to us when these things that we need in our lives are being affected. But what he's after is our strength, because that's our joy, because that's our strength. And when our strength's gone, we're weak, we're vulnerable. So as individuals, we've got to make sure that door's not opened. That when there's things coming against us that can steal our joy, we stand against it, because then we're standing against the enemy, because the whole armour of God's on us then, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And that really, it really encouraged me, that when I received that. And peace. We know that peace is part of, God's kingdom. And to live in peace, total peace, when everything is falling around you, is wonderful. I've experienced that. I experienced it last year when I had that accident with my car, that first accident with my car. I'd been away doing a show, and I suddenly got onto the M58 and I started to feel a bit strange. Fortunately, I managed to pull the car onto the slip road, but unfortunately I miscalculated the difference between the side and the car, and I ran down the side of the barrier. In all that, the outcome of that was that I finished up in Burnley Hospital. I don't remember what happened, but I finished up in Burnley Hospital. When the doctor sorted me out and got me back to a place where I was coherent and I could recognise that, I was in hospital, they started to tell me what had happened, and then I saw two policemen. And as the story unravelled, I just couldn't believe what had happened. But I was in a safe place, because I'd been in the presence of the Lord, totally immersed in his protection. Not at any time did I feel anxious. I didn't know where my car was, I didn't know where my money was, anything. But I just knew I was in this hospital, and I just knew that I was totally in his presence. And again, it must have been like a childlike revelation, because I always thought to be in his presence you had to put yourself in a room, shut the door, turn the light off and totally close your eyes and wait for him to come. I mean, how simple is that? But you see, the Lord showed me, because I was in his word, I was totally in his presence. And when we are living in his word, we're in his presence. And I mean, that is wonderful, that. Absolutely. The choice is ours. We can choose whether we want to be in his presence by living the word minute by minute every day. It's wonderful, that. Absolutely wonderful. Anyway, when I got back home, I kept thanking the Lord, for what I'd gone through and how I'd come through it without any, consequences of serious consequences, not to myself but to someone else. It could have been serious when you start to look at the dark side of the situation. But the Lord just said to me, I said, Lord, I just thank you for the peace that I've experienced. I've experienced this peace before, but not quite like that. And he said, but I am the Prince of Peace. And I thought, thank you, Lord. Thank you for showing me that simple, simple truth. And that's really been a strength for me, real strength. So I felt that was important to share that with you. I mean, I know it happened last year, but it's changed my life. It has changed my life. Right. So as we, you know, as we get closer to God, and how do we get closer to God? We get closer to God by being immersed in His Word and what His Word says and tells us to do. And for me, I can see as I'm getting closer in my walk with God, how is fruit manifesting in my life? How I can see that today, I mean, I've had a real hard day. I've driven down to Birmingham and then back up again in terrible traffic. It's been really, but in all that, there's been a peace. There's been no anxiety. I mean, people's been underriding, overriding. They've been doing everything that they shouldn't be doing. But again, I can see that it's developing a fruit in me, a fruit of patience. And that is, you know, wonderful for me, because at one time I would really have got upset about what was happening and how people were driving. But you can, again, I can see how all that is being developed in me. And I just praise Him and thank Him, because what I can see He's doing is setting me free from the things of the world, so it can't destroy my walk. So I can get closer to Him. I've wrote down here, the kingdom of God is where Jesus is Lord. When Jesus is Lord in your life, He rules. I know, you know, people might say, well, we have a choice, we do have a choice. But our choice, if we really are servants of Christ, is to serve Him. And He comes first, not our choices. It's what He says. And we know sometimes that can be difficult. We all know that. But we also know that He'll never leave us and He'll never forsake us.
Thank you, Lord.
And provide that we don't get in the way, He will establish His will for our lives. And we know He only wants the best for us. We know that. Our mission is to bring ourselves and others to live out the beautiful gospel of Christ, because it is beautiful. Amen. And we thank you, Lord, for that. We have to help one another to walk worthily of our calling as children of God. And the entrance of God's word brings light into all circumstances. And if we hang around God long enough, will become like Him. And I can't think of anything nicer or more wonderful. Christ's love compels us to go out and to love all His creation. Again, that's hard, but we've got the Holy Spirit. We've got the Holy Spirit to teach us and to guide us. So we've got nothing to fear. All we have to be is obedient. It says in the scripture, it says, blessed are the peacemakers, because they will inherit the earth. In the world there's very little peace today, but we can bring that peace into the world, because we have the living Christ within us. I mean, I see situations in, you know, in my life, how Christ has changed a situation by being a peacemaker. And this is part of God's nature. when he, you know, when he's there, he is the Prince of Peace. And we can, you know, we can establish this every minute of every day if we choose to walk that way. In Psalm 133, and this the Lord gave me a revelation a long, long time ago, and I've shared it with you at the fellowship. It says, when the brethren are in unity, God commands the blessing. And I thought that was with us, just with us, but it is with us. But we know that God's word is much deeper. I believe it's when we're in unity with His word. When we're in unity with His word, then nothing is hindering Him. He can move in power into the situation. We're called to be a holy people. And Jesus said, without holiness, no one will see the Father. So as we are encouraged to reach out, to deepen our relationship with the Holy Spirit, God's kingdom will be established in our lives. I feel it. This is a simple truth, but it's profound in it, its depth, because it's life changing. I mean, we can live in the presence of God every minute of every day. I know there will be distractions, but again, we've got the Holy Spirit. And if we have that sensitivity, as Ken said when we were at Swanwick, Margaret Ken, that he wanted a closer relationship with the Holy Spirit. And it has to be a desire for us to have that closeness, because God will withhold nothing from us. So it's a learning to walk closer and to hear what God is saying. In Psalm 1, verse
I wrote
it down in here. Well, the scripture that I'm wanting is, it says where it says, happy are those who take refuge in Him. So,
it's verse 12 of that second psalm,
isn't it? It's verse 12, is it?
Blessed are all those who take refuge.
Right.
First one.
It's what, Lev?
Chapter 1, verse 1, isn't it?
Let me just find it. It's what, Ken? What did you say?
The words you just said there in Psalm 2, verse 12. How blessed are all those who take refuge in Him.
Psalm 2, is it? Anyway, that's the scripture that I'm wanting to, you know, to say. It says, happy are those who take refuge in him.
Yeah.
So God is saying that if we look to him, we completely and take refuge in him, you know, we can completely have the fullness of whatever it is that he's got for us. In Proverbs 1 it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all knowledge. And we know that that doesn't mean to be frightened, because the word says we've not got a spirit of fear. It's a difference, it's a reverence.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that we all want God's knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And we need that today.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I'd just like to say is that true worship is completely, as I see it, I mean, you might say I'm wrong here, but for me, I see true worship true worship, when we're really worshipping God, it's the highest form of spiritual warfare. We don't have to, you know, start ranting and raving and shouting. All we have to do is to be in his presence.
Amen.
And God will, I mean, we saw that a few weeks ago here on Wednesday night when Catherine brought that word of glory.
Mm.
How God came down and set Joan free.
Mm.
I mean, the enemy couldn't stand in the presence of God. It took me a long time to understand what Andrew was teaching about that. I'd heard so much about spiritual warfare and how people, you know, did all this, but I saw what Andrew had been teaching for a long time about getting into the presence of God and everything of the enemy will just disappear. And that was because the word had been brought, it was in line with God, the blessing was sent out, and Joan was freed. And that's the glory of God, and that's how it works. And that really was a real strength for me, to know that all we have to do is to desire and to be in his presence. And the enemy cannot stay. There are a few things that I'd just like to bring. Will add to what I've just brought. It's not any real order. It's just that kingdom people have the heart of the Father.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something that spoke to me. And that God's inheritance is never released to spiritual babies. And spiritual maturity is that we live the other side of our feelings. We say that Jesus came to set us free. Freedom is when the spirit dominates the flesh, and that's the mind, the will, and the emotions. And when we're in bondage, we're serving ourselves. It's self-serving is bondage. It's not of the spirit. The kingdom of God is a gift, and it cannot be earned. It's given to us freely, and we thank you, Father, for that. Jesus died on the cross so we could receive the kingdom, God's kingdom on earth. As born again believers, it's a gift that's given to us, and it's within us, as we've established. But this is a challenge, and it's not just for me, it's for everyone. What are we doing with that gift? the kingdom of God is present in the world today. We know that God's kingdom is not a place, it's a spiritual kingdom which manifests through the evidence in our lives. And isn't it sad when God's present in our lives, if we don't see the manifestation of that presence, it's a waste, isn't it? It can be a waste. When God is here and there's no evidence that He's here in our lives, it's a waste. So we should be seeing the manifestation of that power and be excited.
Amen.
Because we know He doesn't want to withhold anything from us. We have to desire God's kingdom. That is the essence of the power of God manifesting through us. It's a desire. It's a burning. For me, it's a burning inside just to be in His presence. We've said, the entire kingdom of God is within the Holy Spirit. The entire kingdom of God is within the Holy Spirit, and we have the Holy Spirit. To live in God's kingdom at all times, we must live in the Word. Jesus said, if any of you are in Him, He is with them. I'll start again. To live in God's kingdom at all times, we must live in the Word. Jesus said, if any man is in Him, He is in them. That's a promise. If we are in Him, and He is the Word, if we are living in this Word, we're living in Christ. And what have we just established? When we, you know, when God is present, the enemy can't get near us. So it's so simple. It's so simple. The truth is so simple. God didn't make His Word complicated. It's us that's making it difficult. If we grasp the truth of the Word for the situation, we have the Holy Spirit that will bring it to us. I know when I've had low blood sugars and I've not been able to deal with it, the Holy Spirit has brought me a scripture, and I've been able to proclaim that scripture. I've been able to go over it and over it and over it, and I've started to feel my strength coming back to a place where I've been able to look after myself and deal with it. That's the living Word changing the situation. The Word is alive. So we live in the Word through our faith, and faith is a fruit of the Spirit, so we can recognize the work of God in each and every one of us. Philip, wake up. Stop yawning. kid. And I think that's just about it, really. I'm sure that you'll all know this. But it's just as, you know, I've received it. So, I've given it.
We constantly need reminding, Gerald.
We do.
And you brought some fresh thoughts,
yeah.
Things that I hadn't seen before.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank God, I've got
them in my book. Oh, yeah. Rub the tape out.